Senator Dan Sullivan, in his annual address to the Alaska legislature, didn't say much about President Trump, and he didn't bring up the issues that drove demonstrators to the steps of the Capitol earlier today. Trump's policies on immigration, refugees, and what Congress intends to do about the Affordable Care Act. Sullivan did, though, directly quote a different president. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
When I think of the men and women who serve our state, all of you, I'm reminded of Theodore Roosevelt's great speech about the men and women who are in the arena.
Sullivan began his address to the joint session on a lofty note.
Who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly.
Sullivan went on to list his achievements from 2016 in advancing infrastructure goals, taking care of veterans, and keeping the state's military installations strong. His main focus for this year, he says, is jobs.
Going forward, I will be 100% focused on the economy in Alaska and throughout our country.
He made few references to Trump, but Sullivan did say this White House will be good for Alaska job creation.
The Trump administration has prioritized energy production, responsible resource development, and streamlining job-killing regulations as some of its top goals.
Another president he mentioned a few times was Barack Obama.
When President Obama locked up almost all of Alaska's resource development opportunities in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas over the Christmas holidays, he told Alaskans that we need to, quote, move decisively away from fossil fuels.
Sullivan says Obama was giving voice to a dangerous ideological movement that wants to leave resources in the ground. The senator also rebuked Obama for talking about philanthropy as he banned Arctic drilling.
Relying on charity for our future is not something that the great state of Alaska should ever aspire to. It is beneath us.
In response to questions, Sullivan said he wants to see health care coverage continue for the Alaskans who benefit from expanded Medicaid.
That's my general principle. Right now, there is a lot of kind of different approaches to how that might happen. So I'm not committing myself to any one singular approach.
When a reporter asked afterward why he didn't include health care or immigration in his speech, Sullivan said he focused on jobs and wanted to give legislators a sense of optimism. For APRN, I'm Liz Ruskin.